It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
That's right. Talking Trash is back. Brought to you by Sanipec. Sanipec is proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. You can download the free Sanipec app to your Apple or Android device in the Apple or Google Play Store. Offering residential and commercial waste removal, including yard debris and junk removal, Sanipec proudly sponsors the University of Oregon Athletics and thanks you for recycling at the game. They compost over 1,000 pounds of food waste out of the Moen Center for every home football game. Look for green trash receptacles. Yeah, that word. And blue recycling containers at every game. Visit their website, sanipec.com. Who is going first? Steve.
First of all, because of the holiday, I've welcomed my dogs. I'm used to giving a wave to my Sanipec peeps, but that's going to have to wait until tomorrow morning. How about I go first? I never lead off.
You never need that. Oh, I do have to say. So the way Talking Trash works is we have three different levels. You can recycle, dump, or incinerate someone from bottom to top. So now, Steve, you can begin. Who do you got?
Thank you.
Yes.
I think somebody spiked Richard Sherman's Christmas eggnog, or he just has too many mirrors in his house, or he's paying people to follow him around and tell him how wonderful he is. Dude, Stanford educated, seen as elite in his field, won a Super Bowl, earns more cabbage than most dare to dream about when they fill out their Powerball numbers, but for some reason it's not enough. After telling us, he went to Pete Carroll to get him to change the offensive coordinator's play calls. Then he threatened to pull a media member's press credentials. Now this. So here's the quote. After he refused to hold his weekly press conference, he said, "It's a privilege to have me at the podium."
Oh, no.
That's ugly.
Yeah. That's very braggy.
Too braggy. It's too me-y.
I'm going to say dump for this one. I think he could have gone a lot worse. It is really bad that he's very, you know, so egotistic and stuff, but I think he could have said you're gone more. Maybe if he said it at the podium, maybe that would have been one thing.
You guys are lucky to have me here?
You guys are lucky to have me at this podium. So.
All right, I'll let you dump that one. Dump that chunk. I said dump that chunk.
Still going.
Wow, there we go. That's a long dump.
Yeah, it goes on forever. So I'm going to nominate for actually a Trash Talk Hall of Fame inductee, Steve Smith. He is announcing he's going to retire. He's going to be our second player inducted along with Larry Bird. He may not get into Canton, but I think we should get in contact with him when he's here for the induction ceremony. So I have a clip that goes over some of his best Trash Talk moments for Steve Smith.
Ready for a soundbite? Here we go.
What happened between you and Tlaib on the field early in the game?
I don't know. You're going to ask him because he didn't finish the game. Ice up, son. Ice up.
When I think of a Baltimore Raven, and I'm Baltimore Raven, what I think of is we go in there, we take your lunch box, we take your sandwich, we take your juice box, we take your applesauce, and we take your spork and we break it.
Here we go.
That's mean.
This is a nail hitting in a coffin. You're dead. Take your ass back to Carolina. Make sure you mow my lawn, too, while you're out there. Keep it clean for me.
I'm 35 years old, and I ran around them boys like they were schoolyard kids.
Wow.
So that was courtesy of SI. I love, go mow my lawn while you're back in Carolina,
Keep
too.
It clean.
Keep it clean for me. As well as the one I brought up a month ago with Rodney Harrison, where he said, I look at a guy like that, he's upset about what I'm doing at 37. He couldn't do it at 31. Don't take digs at me. I dig back and dig deeper. My shovel's bigger than your shovel.
Yeah, he's not for a successful guy, he's got a chip on his shoulder that never devolves.
Won't ever go away.
His overall historic?
Yes.
I think he incinerates people.
Absolutely.
Lay it on us.
All All right, next up.
By the way, maybe for that opening where you got LT and Patrick Waugh, maybe we might need to add a Steve Smith quote in there.
Ice
it
up,
belongs.
Son. Ice up.
Beautiful.
Oh.
So George Karl, former NBA coach, bitter old man, a terrible author. First, the book itself is pretty much a blame-a-thon. It's like all his failures, having never won at all. He seems to think he's the brilliant one, got screwed over by ineptitude around him. I'll tell you what, his claim to fame, he is the first NBA coach ever to lose in the first round as the top seed against the 8 seed, which has existed since the association expanded to 16 teams in the playoffs back in 84. So in a rarity, let's gauge the title of his book for this segment. Furious George, Surviving 40 Years of NBA Divas, Clueless GMs, and Poor Shot Selection. That's like all accusations in the title. What do we think about that?
It's not good.
You're not good. You stink.
Like, it's always one thing when someone writes a book about their career and you know that, all right, they got bad stories to tell about people, but to go out like after just like the biggest guys on your team and then you also fall through on what you did as a coach and people are coming back and they can dig at you just as easily you're digging it. It's bad, man. Like, it's not a good look. And
so we gonna dump it or recycle it? I don't know.
I don't think it's incinerator.
Because it would be incinerator if he was witty enough to have gotten off a good one. It's just bitter and angry.
Yeah, I think so. Dump then?
Dump it!
Well, it's still going.
Still going. Still going.
All right, so I was going to go with the player from North Carolina who shoplifted from Belk, but I'm going to go instead, because I'm going to save that for Tweet of the Day, with the Rwandan Soccer League for preventing players or banning players from committing witchcraft on the field. After a player runs up to the goal in the opposing team, he drops something by the post, and then the goalie chases him away. He scores like a minute later, and then a couple days before that, a goalie put a little thing by his post to protect his net, and a player on the other team grabbed it, gave it to his teammates, and his teammates threw it in the gutter. And so now the Rwandan Soccer League has banned witchcraft.
Witchcraft is banned? That's it. I'm canceling my season subscription to Rwandan soccer.
So I don't know if this is for soccer players who commit witchcraft or for the soccer league for banning witchcraft, but what are we doing here? Just go with the soccer league for banning witchcraft as a trash move.
The soccer league for banning witchcraft. I don't know. I don't know if I want to delve into the occult here. I think it's actually kind of funny. It's not too bashy.
No.
So do we need a recycle here?
I think we do.
All right, lay it on us. It's like that superstitious dude in Major League. Who had to do all kind of crazy rituals.
Jobu?
Yeah, there you go.